Hello and welcome to Understanding Zero Trust, a mini-series by The Missing Link. I'm Beck Ney, I'm the head of marketing here at The Missing Link, and this week we'll be talking about the fundamentals of building an effective network access strategy for your organization. Joining me today is Lee Tracy. Lee is the Director of Enterprise Solutions and Architecture at Fortinet. Fortinet secures the largest enterprise service provider and government organizations globally, addressing the most critical security challenges, whether it in network applications, cloud, or mobile environments. Hi, Lee. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Beck. Great to be here.
Lee, what's the first step a company should take towards a zero-trust network?
Yeah, very good question, Beck. So I guess the process that we take at Fortinet when you're talking about a zero trust network access solution for organizations, we really look at identifying what's on the network to start with. So the first objective in that strategy is establishing a running inventory of all the devices on the network. So actively discovering and identifying the devices that are either on or are seeking access to the network, and then scanning them to ensure that they haven't already been compromised, and then profile them to establish its role and its function on the network. So whether it's an end user phone, whether it's a laptop, whether it's a network server or a printer or a headless IoT device, understanding what it is helps us to categorize and inventory basically the devices connected to the network. So that's definitely the first step that we recommend organizations take for a zero trust network access solution.
And once they understand and have profiled the device types connecting to the network, is that right?
Yeah, so that's right, Beck. So once a device identification and profiling has been completed, organizations should look at things like network micro segmentation to assign each device to an appropriate network zone based on things like the device type, its function, its purpose within the network. And then this can be taken a step further with a term we call intent-based segmentation. And that basically is intelligently segmenting devices based on their specific business objectives. So taking it to a business level as opposed to just a network level, and then identifying the business objectives with compliance requirements. So depending on the organization and what framework they need to be compliant to, things like GDPR, so that's the Global Data Protection Regulation. Here in Australia, we have something in place called the Notifiable Data Breach Regulation. But it could be things like privacy laws. It could be PCI DSS for financial transactions. So understanding, I guess, the organization's compliance framework and then writing a zero trust network strategy based on those business objectives. So with intent-based segmentation in place, assets are tagged with compliance restrictions and then enforced regardless of their location on the network. So that helps to reduce the time and the cost of compliance implementation.
And so, Lee, what about users' identification? What role does it play in zero trust networking?
Yeah, look, it's really important, the user identification. So it's basically the cornerstone of an effective zero trust network strategy. The objective with zero trust network access is to determine who everyone is and what role they play within the organization, and then establishing what we term at Fortinet a least access policy. So basically locking everything down, understanding each of the users on the network, and then giving them access specifically for the necessity of their role or their job. So accessing resources or additional resources over and above that would be by exception.
And what are some of the measures used to ensure the correct identity of users?
Yeah, look, really authentication to establish user identity is the way to go about it. And we do that through such things as users logging in, for example, or certificates. And then we tie that identification to their role or their role-based access. And that's called widely called RBAC in the industry. And we match an authenticated user to a specific access right or services. So based on generally that's based on the user grouping, and often that's mapped into things like Active Directory. Once we understand who the user is and what their access privilege should be, to correctly ensure that it is that user, we use things like two-factor authentication, AAA services, so authorization, authentication, and accounting services, things like access management and SSO, which is single sign-on. are used to enhance that secure identity and apply appropriate access policies to users based on their role within the organization. So that's internal. We can that's generally internal to the organization. We can extend the understanding of who users are across the organization with things like SAML between parties, and enabling users to securely access software as a service and cloud solutions such as Office 365. So we can identify users who are authenticating to cloud and pull that into the access rights within the organization to keep a consistent policy, a zero trust policy across the whole organization, not just within the internal infrastructure.
And so, Lee, we've obviously seen a real shift in remote workforce at the moment. How do you maintain a consistent ZTNA security posture with the explosion in remote workers and BYOD devices?
Yeah, look, that's certainly been something that we've been dealing with in almost a bit of a tsunami when COVID hit. We had this situation where organizations went through what we were calling an inside-out scenario, where all of the workers were previously inside the office or the organization, were now outside of the organization, but still needed to access all of the resources inside the organization. So us at Fortinet certainly went through this wave of secure remote access solution, and we're working with organizations to how they secure their workforce now that they're at home. So that has been very front of mind in the last few months. And it's a massive challenge in keeping a secure network and managing dispersed remote workers. So Zero Trust Network Access addresses the challenge of off-net devices and clients and provides that continuous endpoint protection to prevent device compromise, whether it's on the network or off the network. So it also allows organizations to secure their remote access to the internal resources via protocols like VPN. So that gives a secure tunnel for remote users into the corporate network. And then it can also provide on-device scanning of traffic, things like URL filtering and features like sandboxing to validate whether we're seeing malicious content within that data flow. But on top of that, when we're securing an endpoint using an endpoint solution, we can share endpoint information. So basically, we can understand, you know, who's using the device at any given time. We can understand the operating system. We can understand the applications that are running, any known vulnerabilities or outstanding patches that are required for that device. And basically, this allows us to do what's called device and user posturing. So regardless of where the device is and who's using it, we can understand whether it's at a certain level and needs to maintain that certain level to have access to certain resources within the organization. So that's really quite important, is to keep a consistent policy wherever a user is, basically, and whether they're within the network, whether they're accessing resources from the hybrid cloud, whether they're in the office or on the road or at home, that access level needs to stay consistent. And that's what we really focus on, is a least access policy and making that consistent from endpoint into the cloud and back into the core of the organization as really a blanket lockdown, and then access based specifically on that user or device only.
Thank you for tuning into Understanding Zero Trust. If you would like any further information, you can visit our podcast page at themissinglink.com.au or via the show notes. Tune in for next week's episode on why you no longer need a corporate network when it comes to zero trust.